All right, so I'm right here with Gabriel Vasquez. He's one of our top regionals in the business, and we were talking about this is good, man. We were talking about manhood, man. Like, what are some of the things that you see that there's a need out there in the community? What would you say to that, bro?
Yeah, you know, I joined business and I thought business was just, you know, skill set, you know, and joining into business, I realized that it takes more than that, you know, especially joining into the base shop, the hierarchy, Raul Noemi's hierarchy, especially Raul. You know, he's a very great leader. You're a very great leader, Raul, and you want to just lead people into manhood. And I realized that, you know, the world is lost out there. The world is very lost out there, especially men, and I'll put a little bit of the blame onto men, right? Because we're supposed to lead and we're not leading. You know, and coming under your leadership and observing what a man really is. I think more men need to follow that, right? Because they're lost, you know. We're looking up to you know, bad influences, you know. We're looking up to people in the street, or we're looking up to anything that's not the Lord's favor or manhood. You know, we're lost.
Yeah, and then you started coming to Primerica, and you were in a different situation, huh, Gabe?
Yes.
And I know that in Primerica, even Johnny, so it's more than just business. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Because he took you to church, and I remember that you had an encounter with God. And how has that changed your life and perspective in terms of the business, building your business?
Yeah, you know, before I got baptized, it was always, I always fought the idea that God was real, and I always fought that, and I feel like that was something that I was missing, because it was kind of like an identity shift, you know, in the way I thought about things that I do. You know, it wasn't the idea of me having to do things for myself is more, it changed into now I have to do things for God. I don't represent me, I represent God. And that's what really changed when I got baptized. It's kind of like my whole identity shifted into not my identity, but God's identity, being His.
So you being like a soldier.
Yeah,
like,
being like a soldier.
That it wasn't just you and your decisions and your morals and what is right or wrong. Now you're under like a covering, under authority, under a king's, under the authority of a king. And that's powerful, huh, man?
Yeah, like, it went from being selfish to selfness. That was very powerful for me and impacting in my life.
Cool. And then you were talking about also mindset. How important is mindset in terms of, you know, building your business? What are some of the things that you would say for, like, let's say somebody brand new listening to this, or even old, man, they want to get it going again? How important is focusing on mindset? And what percentage of building a business is mindset versus the basics, like fundamentals and stuff,
man,
like that?
Oh, man. Dude, mindset is almost everything. Mindset, I would say, is 95% of it. You know, they say it's 80% to 20%, but no, I think it's 95%, because I was listening to Daniel Baragan earlier today. I was listening to him when one of his first speeches, and dude, he the way he talks, like, it's not professional and it's not ideal to look up, but I relate a lot to him, because he has that passion, that fire. You can see how big he's built his business. You know, he was talking about how in his presentation, he'll just zone out. He won't even, like, remember what he's talking about in the presentation, but he still is one of the biggest recruiters in the business. Why? Because he just has that mindset. He always talks about the recruiting mindset. And I think it's so, I think mindset is also important, because when you're building a business, you're going to get hit with a lot of adversity.
Yeah,
a lot, and you're not gonna know how to deal with that. And, you know, in the real world, we're taught to deal with our problems with fighting, or taught to deal with our problems with bad words, or dealing with anger in a bad manner. You know, resorting to
fleeing? Do you think that's one of the ways that young people are taught to also deal with problems, is by fleeing the problem, like
100%, 100%. You know, you see that a lot in drug addiction. You know, a lot of young men, they get into those habits because they have no other outlet. You know, and they don't know how to express it, and then they feel like they get lost. They my dad always told me that those drugs, they're altered, they alter your mind. Mm-hmm. and you're away for a little bit, you go away for a little bit, but the problems don't come, the problems always stay with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, and as men,
you can't flee from your problems, you know, wherever you go, there you are. I heard once said that, and I'm like, dang, that's good. People try to think that if they go somewhere else, also, like, because they think that they could be better and become more somewhere else, that's just a false mindset, because wherever you go, there you are.
Right,
you're taking yourself with you.
Exactly. Daniel Baragan said, if you don't do good in Primerica, I guarantee you won't be good anywhere. And that, mm-hmm, to someone in the outsider, that sounds kind of like a, like, oh, like that's not
cocky,
true.
Yeah,
exactly. But it's really true, because like how you said, wherever you go, there you are. If you don't have the mindset to build a business for yourself, what makes you think you're gonna have the mindset to do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that was very powerful what he said, and yeah, mindset is just everything, honestly, Raul.
Yeah. And you started working in the business, you started part-time.
Yes.
And you didn't join because you wanted to build a business, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. I joined the business. I was working two jobs, going to school. I told Johnny, just like this, my trainer, I just want to get a license, bro. Like, I just want it to look good on a resume. But I never seen the picture of building a business.
Put your mic like this, bro. Right here? Like this, watch. Like okay. That. So it's pointing where you're talking this way. So it's pointing into that direction.
Perfect. Over. Yeah, I joined I just wanted to get a license, and I seen the vision of getting a license and helping out families, but mm-hmm, I didn't picture myself building a big business. And mm-hmm, as I started coming more and going under your leadership and seeing really how the benefits definitely outweigh the cons of building a business, mm-hmm, and I just want to follow. You know, I want to follow you as a person, and if that's what, if a man of leadership and of that fears God like you is building a business like this, then I would want to go at it 100% and follow your leadership in that.
What else did you see that caught your attention that you're like, you know what, this is big, man. This is a big deal. This could mean a lot for me
and my family. Man. Yeah, definitely. I saw the side of passive income. You know, passive income has always been big in my mind. You know, I like to say I'm a very lazy person, because mm-hmm, you know, but that's why in Primerica it's for lazy people, because you could make money, you know, in the future. You just put in some years up front, and in the long run, you're gonna be making money without even making a sale, you know. And I've mm-hmm already had that little taste of that. God gave passive me a little income. I've gotten
how
a little
does that
taste
feel, man?
Of that
passive income,
dude. You wake up with money that you didn't have before in your bank account. It's like, wow.
You and know? That you didn't work for
you didn't work better, for it, right? exactly.
So how old are you, man?
20.
So you at the young age of 20, you're already receiving, you're a beneficiary of passive income. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
like most people go their whole lives till 60-70, they die and never receive a passive income check.
Yeah, it's only active income with those people. And you know, mm-hmm, by all means, get your money however you want, mm-hmm, you know, however you can. But if we're able to show you a better opportunity and show you that there is ways out there and that it is possible, you know, most people don't get started because they don't think it's possible for them.
Yeah.
But as long as you have that, it goes back to the mindset. As long as you believe that it's possible, then dude, by all means, you could achieve it.
Yeah.
Daniel Baragan said this: if you could believe it, it's because it's for you. You know, mm-hmm, if you can vision it, it's because it's for you. And I really took that to heart. You know?
It's almost like I think what he's saying is that God put it inside of you for a reason.
Yes.
So if you see it and then you believe it, well, God is stirring it up inside of you that hey, it's possible. You can do it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, they don't see that. They don't mm-hmm hear that little voice, or they're unaware that if it's in their mind and if they believe it that they could do it, they're unaware that that's a fact.
100%.
Right? And then they think they're overcome more of and then believe, they're overcome more with the fear of man, I don't think I'm going to be able to achieve it. Who am I kidding? You know, nobody in my family has ever achieved stuff like that. So what drives you to go into the right direction instead of the wrong direction, which is quitting?
Well, you know, I just first and foremost, you know, I grew up, I played sports. I played soccer, and then in high school, I played football. So just having that, you know, my coach always instilled in me, my head football coach in high school, he told me this: the biggest pain in life is the pain of regret. And I don't ever want to regret.
One of your uncles told you that?
No, my high school football coach.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's a father figure right there, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Mr. Dan that's Murphy. Good, I would always remember him. For that.
You gotta hear people, especially if you're young, you gotta know that some people are in it to help you. And when you hear the father's voice, the voice of somebody that wants to help you grow, like with quotes mm-hmm. like that, right? That stuck to you. Why did it stick to you?
Because, you know, it's true. You know, I've regretted a lot of things in my life, and I really I really felt that some things, sometimes I just let things go. You know, as a man, it's so easy for us to just drop things, right? But we don't... We're so easy to drop things, but we don't think about the repercussions of it and how we're gonna feel after.
How it's gonna affect you.
How it's gonna affect you in the long run. We're just thinking about the temporary pain.
Yeah.
That comes with that, but the long term rewards are definitely worth the short term pain.
So you saw, what was the quote again that he said?
The biggest pain in life is the pain of regret.
Mm-hmm. So I heard it from Jim Rome. He says, there's two pains in life, the pain of change or the pain of regret. He said, change, the pain of change weighs ounces, the pain of regret weighs tons.
Wow, that's powerful.
And it's true, man, because a lot of people end up doing something that they're like, man, I wish I would have stuck to it. I wish I would have known. I wish I would have heard of. I mean, in the last 21 years that I've been doing this, Gabe, I can't even tell you how many people have told me, I wish I would have, I wish I could have, would have, should have, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
And then Tony Robbins says, I should have, that they should have themselves.
I've never heard that one. That one's funny.
Oh, man. But it's funny. True. So any final thoughts, brother?
Yeah, just always believe that you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, I always believe that you can do it. I believe one of my biggest pet peeves of mine is when people are talk bad about themselves. That's one thing that I just, like, I don't really have much things that annoy me, but one of the things that do annoy me is people that talk bad about themselves. Because it's like, bro, who told you that?
Yeah.
You know, why are you talking bad about yourself? You know, you're supposed to talk to yourself like how God talks about you. And if only you knew how highly God talks about you, then you wouldn't talk like that, or you wouldn't act like that.
Yeah.
And you would act better. That's why it's better to get closer to the word.
Absolutely, bro. Definitely, man. So, hey, quick plug, by the way, getting closer to the word, because, you know, in the Bible it says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through him.
Yes.
He said, by me, or, he said that. So one of the things that people should do is plug into a Bible study. We have a Bible study coming up actually in 20 minutes right now. At 1 o'clock, we have a Bible study every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's it's public to open to anybody that wants to plug in. It's on Zoom. If you're interested, just type on the chat or somewhere in the description or on the chat in the bottom of this video. And ask, how do I join? And I'll send you the information so that you could join us live, or you could just watch the replay links on the YouTube channel, and get plugged in. Go to a Bible believing church and start getting to. And you know what? Do you have to? Yes, you have to. It says in the Bible you should congregate, but you don't have to wait till then. You know, you could just start praying right now. Start asking the Lord to come into your heart. Ask the Lord to come into your business life.
Yes.
To be an active member of your life. He's a gentleman. He won't force himself in your life unless you ask him. You invite him into your life. So do that now, and I bet you things are going to start changing in your life for the better. So in all areas of your life, by the way, not just in business, in all areas of your life. So hopefully this was helpful. Stay tuned for more, and keep keep. You know what? If this is in, if you're watching this through YouTube, make sure you share. You click the like button, subscribe, and make sure you this words gets passed along. Words of life, good things always happen to those that have the right mindset, and that's all we're trying to do: spread the right mindset to people. So,
right.
Peace.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriel.
And thank you, Raul.